The question was asked, what is Kiddush Levana? I will attempt to answer the question. Ordinarily, I try to ensure that what I say is based in the text and very little of my own additions, because if I'm going to say something that's Netan al Frankenthal, I want you to know it's Netan al Frankenthal. In this case, I don't have the text here. You pop the question. So I'm going to say it as best as I remember it. And forgive me, I welcome you to open the text. That place to look is in the Tur Beis Yosef, in the laws of Rosh Chodesh. There, the Tur Beis Yosef discussed the blessing on the new moon. So the source for this blessing is, if I'm not mistaken, in Maseches Sofrim. It is referenced in the Talmud Tractate Sanhedrin. And the blessing, if we analyze it, says the following. Baruch Ta Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, blessed be Hashem, our God, King of the World, Asher Mamro Bara Shechakim, with His declaration, He created the heavens. Uvoruach Piv Kol Tzevam, and with the breath of His mouth, so to speak, with His speech, He created the armies of the heaven. Sorry, I'm uncool, that's why the cell phone's on. Chok Uzman Natan Lahem, Shelo Yishanu Tafkidam. He gave them a set time, He gave them a set system, that they may not change their jobs, their roles. Sasim usmechim lasot ritzon konam. They rejoice as they do the will of their Creator. Po elemet shepulato emet. He is a truthful doer, Hashem, and His actions are truth. Velalvana amar shetitchadesh, and He commanded the moon to be renewed. And the rest of the prayer is not so important to us, even though maybe we'll explore it later. So the stress, meaning the focus of that blessing, is sasimus mechim nasot etzon konam. They rejoice as they do the will of their Creator. Po elemet shepulato emet. Hashem is an honest doer whose actions are true. Velarvana amar shetitchadesh, and He told the moon to renew itself. 3 points. Okay, now we'll analyze those 3 points. The rest is introductory and conclusion. But the main point of the blessing is they're happy to do what they do. Hashem is true, and He told the moon to renew itself. So, in order to understand this blessing, we have to look back to what happened with the moon. So, we are taught that when the sun and the moon were created, so Hashem said, Yehi me'orot pirkiya hashamayim, let there be lights. And Hashem created et shenei ha-me'orot ha-gedolim, the two great luminaries. So when we begin Genesis, when we begin the book of Bereshis, we are introduced to the sun and the moon being two great cosmic entities. And then later on, the moon is the ma'or ha-katan, the minor luminary. And our tradition is that the moon was punished. The first creation to be punished in the world is the moon. And our tradition is that the moon advanced towards the Creator, which means there's an angel representing the moon. And the angel said, how could two kings be using the same crown, two great luminaries? Shouldn't there be one? And Hashem said, great idea, there shouldn't be two great luminaries, you should be smaller. And with that, the moon was punished, and Hashem gave the moon a conciliatory gift that he should have all the stars, and they are all called the armies of the moon. So we view the stars as the armies of the moon. They were the consolation prize to the moon that was diminished. So this concept that the first punishment in creation was the punishment to the moon, this concept is alluded to again when we bring the sacrifice for the new month. When we bring the sacrifice for the new month, so if we look closely at the verses in Parshas Pinchas, the Torah repeatedly describes a chatas sacrifice. And only in one place does the verse add Lashem. You have we have Torah here. So you have a description of all the different sacrifices. You have an Ola, you have a Shlamim, and suddenly when we reach the Chatas of Rosh Chodesh, so it says like this. The following sacrifices should be offered before Hashem. Kivasim, sheep, a certain age. Two, shnaim layom, ola tamid, a constant ola sacrifice. And then it says, uviyom haShabbat, on Sabbath you bring, again, two sheep. And again, that's called olat Shabbat. On Rosh Chodesh, it says, Ola Reach Nichoach Lashem. And then it says, Usir Izim Echad Lechatat Lashem. And Echad the sacrifice that's offered to Hashem. Now, if we look at the other places, just a second. Every other Chata sacrifice and all the other holidays is described Usir Chatas Echad. You want to bring a goat for a Chatas, for a sin offering? One. Doesn't say for Hashem. You look at the offering of Shavuos, it says Seir Izim Echad. One goat, Lechaper Alechem, to atone for you. You look at the offering of Rosh Hashanah, it says Usir Izim Echad Chatas. One goat for Chatas. If you look consistently throughout the offerings of the different holidays, on Yom Kippur, it says, Siri Zim Echad Chatat, one goat as a chatas. Every time it just says, you bring the animal as a chatas, as a sin offering. When it comes to Rosh Chodesh, suddenly it says, Siri Zim Echad Lechatat Lashem, as a sin offering for Hashem. So our sages ask, why, when it comes to the sin offering of Rosh Chodesh, does it say for Hashem? So our sages say it alludes to a philosophical concept. Hashem is saying, bring an offering for me. I need the offering. Hashem needs an offering. Who's he asking forgiveness from? Hashem says, I want you to feel as though I'm asking forgiveness. Because I created a world with pain and suffering and punishment. And in fact, a person has to wonder, Hashem, you can do anything. So why did you create a world with suffering? And at the end of the day, that's a good question. So I want to show you on some level that I, so to speak, feel bad. I want to show you that I share in your pain, that in this world, for whatever reason, I created punishment. So the first punishment in creation is the punishment of the moon. So on Rosh Chodesh, I want you to bring a sacrifice that represents me, so to speak, my atonement. So to speak, I'm saying I feel for you. I'm sad, so to speak, that I created a world with an element of punishment, an element of suffering. So that's what our sages said, that the Chata sacrifice of Rosh Chodesh represents this idea that Hashem says, I want to show that I feel for humanity. Although I created a world with a certain element of punishment and suffering, I still want a sacrifice that shows I feel for it. So far, so good? So now let's go back. What did we say? We said the moon was diminished. We said the sacrifice of Rosh Chodesh reflects that Hashem cares even though the moon was diminished. We said that the diminishment of the moon was the first time that the world saw punishment from Hashem. Now let's revisit the blessing. What are we saying? We say, Sasim usmechim la'asot etzon konam. Here you have the moon who's acting out a punishment its all existence. Its whole existence, it's getting bigger and smaller, bigger and smaller. It wanes and waxes, right? So it's repeatedly living through the punishment it was given. And yet, sasimus mechim nasot etzon konam. The celestial beings are all happy to do the will of their creator, so to speak. The moon is not only doing what it was told to do, but the moon is doing it with happiness. And the declaration is, po'elimit, Hashem is an honest actor, shepulato emet, that what Hashem does is true. So to speak, we're saying, we look at the world. We see a world where there's certain suffering. We see a world where there's a moon. That's not a constant. There's a nighttime. There's a time when there is no real light. There's a moon that gets bigger and smaller. There's a diminishment of Hashem's great light in the world. And yet we say, po'el emet, shepulato emet. Everything Hashem, everything you do is true. Now we see, what are we saying? And the moon was instructed to renew itself every month. It is a crowning glory to the Jewish people who Hashem loves from their birth. They're still going to be renewed like her. So here you see the connection. We're not only speaking about the moon and the celestial beings and the idea that when Hashem makes a renewal in the world and Hashem punished the moon, there's a declaration, it's true. We're also saying, and now we'll talk about ourselves. We are not in the ideal state as a Jewish people. Look at how we are in the world. Look at how most declarations in the UN revolve around us. Oh, so thousands are being killed in Syria. So Russia is trampling human rights. So Egypt just bowed down a bunch of houses to create a buffer zone. But Israel, oh, the great barricade for peace. You, because you're building settlements, that's it. There isn't going to be peace in the Middle East. Oh, so what if there are thousands of girls being raped on a daily basis by the ISIS? But Israel's the big problem, right? That's what Obama has to talk about, right? So what are we saying here? We're saying, Shema Tidim Nitchadesh Kmota. Just as we look at the moon, and the moon has a renewal, there's a renaissance, and the moon's renewal represents the idea that Poel Emet Shepulato Emet, we look at Hashem and we say, we know what you're doing is honest. Sasimu Smechim, and we look at the moon and say, wow, they're happy doing what Hashem wants, so too, we're coming back. We're not finished. We're not down and out. We are compared to the moon, the Jewish people. And so that's our declaration. And that's why it's so great. Rabbi Yishmael says, "In malei lo zachul alakbil pnei avim shbashmayim pam bachodesh dayam." If the Jewish people would only come once a month and say, Hashem, we're making this declaration of Kiddush Levana, that would be enough. Because as a people, to be on earth and say, hey, there's a master, he's running the show, and even if we're not getting the best part of it, it seems like we're really getting the rough end of the lot here. The Jewish people have been downtrodden for all these years. We're still willing to make a great, happy declaration. And that's why Kiddush Levana has to be done Matzei Shabbos, ideally, when we're dressed in nice clothing. And that's why we wait with Kiddush Levana till after Tisha B'Av or Yom Kippur, so you could do it with happiness. Because the whole stress of this blessing is, I can be happy. I can say, God, you're running the show, and the world is not perfect, and there are a lot of things that I'm not exactly comfortable with in the way you run the world, but I could be happy making the declaration, just like the celestial beings I'm looking at, the moon and its stars. So that declaration is tremendously powerful, that we as a people go out there and make that declaration. And that's why the blessing of Kiddush Levana is given such great weight. As we quote in the Kiddush Levana, after we make the blessing, we say, if we would only do this once a month, that would be enough to make us an amazing people. Because that's the declaration. We're willing to say, even though we don't understand everything, and even though there are things that bother us, but we look at the moon, and we look at the stars, and we say, Sasimu Smechim Nasot Rotzon Konam, look at them, they're happy to do what they're doing. And we're also coming back, we're not down and out yet. And that's why we speak about David. The greatness of David is the netzach, the ability to see beyond the difficulties of the moment. David led a life where it repeatedly seemed like he was down and out. From the minute he was born and there was questions whether he was a bastard or not. No one knew how his mother got pregnant. So that was a difficult upbringing. Everyone's looking at him as Evan Masu Abonim. He's the rock that everyone looks down at. Who needs him? And suddenly he's Rosh Pinah, he's the cornerstone, he's the one that everyone sees. He's the leadership, he's the Davidic dynasty, Mashiach's coming from him. But David represents this idea that even when a person seems like he's finished, there's nothing to be expected from him, he's Netzach, that's why he could build Jerusalem. It's the idea of a foresight to see beyond the difficulties of the moment. And that's the idea of Kiddush Levana. The moon seems to have disappeared, but it's not gone. It's still there, it's still coming back, and we as a people have repeatedly seemed like we were down and out, and we're not gone, we're coming back. That's, in a nutshell, the idea of Kiddush Levana.